Welcome back. Now, once you turn multiple videos into smaller numbers of videos or even one video, it becomes easier to manage to use some of the tools inside of your video hosting platform and other platforms. We're now inside of Video Host Vimeo. And if you are going to deliver the video content to your customer in a platform like Vimeo, you have branding tools. We will demonstrate some of the branding tools here in this video. You can add a thumbnail to the video. That will brand the video to whatever you want it to be. You can add in your logo to this video so that it will appear first before the viewer starts to watch. We're going to save the video. You'll see now that the image that we want to appear first on the video is going to appear. Vimeo also has what are called interaction tools. So what we can do so that the customer will see other elements that we want them to see is we can change the last thing they're going to see in the video. We can go to the drop-down menu. We can show them a specific call to action if we want to show them that. And you'll see here, we can write in the video and provide a clickable URL. We can also add in a custom image. So for example, if we want to add in a custom image and we want that custom image to be clickable, we can do it. We can grab a background image and we can then make that background image clickable. And we can make the screen text accessible by placing text in this area. Now, every video hosting platform is going to be different in the tools that it offers you. But you'll want to explore all of those tools to use them so that when someone watches a video for which you have PLR rights, you want to make that as personal as you possibly can. Vimeo also has a contact form. And we can make this contact form available to individuals once they have watched our video. And in this case, just with the email player alone, we can even connect our autoresponder to this individual video. In this case, Vimeo has a direct connection to MailChimp. We are logged into MailChimp so we can connect our MailChimp account. And if we have taken note of where each video takes place, one of the things that we can do inside of this individual host is we can go to the specific place in the video and we can create titles for the customer. And basically, what we can do inside of the host is we can create chapters that match the places where we fused the videos together in the editing process. We can also add what are called cards. And so we can add into the video places where we want to have specific references to specific things that the customer should click on. And so we can choose the place where we want the card to happen inside of the video, and then we can add a specific card. So basically what we're going to have is not only we're going to have the chapters to appear, but we will also have specific language to direct the individual watching our video. So to sum up, you do need to understand the video hosting tools that you have available, which will help you to brand your video. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.